Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 201. Hitman. What's the tagline for this? He's not a killer, but he can pretend. Coming to Netflix. All right. June 7th, 2024. Budget of $8.8 million. Box office of $1 million because it was released in four theaters.
Yeah. It's a bummer. Apparently, I heard very briefly that he was trying to get this, you know, studios to make it, and they all turned it down. So it seems like another big name, or I don't know, big, but, you know, at least in our generation, he's from the 90s, like kind of like with Scorsese, not 90s. But a lot of these directors like David Fincher, Martin Scorsese, mm-hmm. Richard Linklater, they're all having trouble getting financed their studios. So Netflix is the option.
Yeah. I don't know how well this would do as a theater real release. I don't know if it would capture my attention that way. But so Glenn Powell is Gary Johnson. He's a college professor and tech guy turned undercover mole. I don't even know how that kind of happened. He's just kind of working with them, right? Setting up microphones and stuff.
the regular guy Jasper got caught like beating up teenagers or something, so they can him, and so like in the moment they're like, okay, it's your turn now. So they basically feed him to the wolves.
Well, I know that, but he like it's like they never really talk about him working for the police. Like, it seems like he has a job because working for the police isn't really, like, a job. Like, are you getting paid, or why do you have to do this other thing if you're a surveillance person for the police, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of not really specific on whether he's employed by the department or not, but, yeah, he's just, like, from my understanding, he was just the tech guy. He's the one that sets up all the cameras and the mics and sits in the vans and he's one of them. There's a couple of them. He's one of them that kind of monitors the audio. But yeah, it's never described how much he gets paid. He's not like flashing money around. So yeah, it's kind of interesting whether he's just doing it on his own free time, a volunteer.
Yeah. And so what's that guy's name? Jasper. He gets in trouble and he has to take his place. He's like, you do it. You've listened to this guy play a hitman enough times. You know what to say. You know how it goes. And then he does his first one. What was the first one? And he just kind of looks like he's wearing jean shorts. He's like, he has to change pants with the other guy.
These are nice.
Yeah. I like these. He's got a lot of breathing room. Yeah, and he does pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, you're pretty good.
Yeah. God damn, you, Daniel Day.
Yeah. And so he keeps doing it. And I think then we get a bit of a montage of him doing different ones, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting better and better and finding his character, who he's now calling Ron. And he's just way cooler than he is, so he kind of enjoys being this cool killer guy. Oh, yeah, and he's like, how'd you come up with that? That shit he said about dropping a finger every 5 miles? That's some fucked up shit. Now, the problem with the head is a little different. See, a head's got teeth. And it's like, oh, yeah, dentals. You don't want anyone to find that out. Yeah, so how do you do that? Stick a dynamite in the mouth.
Oh, God.
Now it's nobody's problem. yeah. So eventually he meets what the hell's Madison?
Yeah.
And she wants her husband killed. She says that, I don't know, he's like abusive or something, and she's scared of him. But Gary kind of hits it off with her. It's almost like a first date, right? Mm. They're kind of flirting, and he likes her. And so he kind of talks her out of committing to this murder because he knows once she says the words and hands him the money, she will be arrested.
Yeah, she'll go to
So
jail.
he's like, yeah, I got some advice. Take this money, start a new life. And he doesn't accept the money, and he doesn't let her kind of seal the deal. I don't remember exactly how he gets to meet her again. How he starts.
She texts his hitman
Oh,
phone because he has a
yeah.
separate phone. Yeah.
She's texting me. Well, not really me, but that's
Yeah.
okay. There's no harm in it. I'll play along. Yeah, and he starts meeting up with her, and things get hot and heavy. I like that sex scene. That's pretty funny. He's like, I've never been what he's like very good at it, but I Ron is very good at
Yeah.
it. As Ron, I get to do all this and this, and yeah, it's pretty
Yeah, I like
good.
the bit when the his colleagues at the station are talking about Ron, and they're like, he's like the coolest guy ever. Yeah, I'd fuck Ron. Like, and she's looking at the guy like, are you saying you would fuck Ron? He's like, yeah, kinda. That was pretty good.
So they start getting along, and then that other guy, what the hell's his name? Jasper, I think, is off of his 6 month probation or whatever he was on, and so he rejoins the team, and they're kind of like, no, we think we're gonna keep Ron in. He's doing pretty good. His arrest rate is huge, man. They can't. I mean, he gets them all, and so he's pretty pissed about that. So now I don't know even what he does now, because he was like an undercover like cop. So
Yeah.
now he's just like chilling in the van, doing nothing really to help anything.
Yeah, he's like
Kind
survey still within the surveillance. He's yeah, it's kind of weird. But I love that scene with the chief, and the chief's like, you know, the department doesn't want you. You beat up a group of kids, and he's like, for good reason.
of.
Little like moments of that of comedy and just like kind of dry. I appreciate that kind of shit.
Yeah. Then we get the husband confronts them outside of a club,
Right.
Ron and Madison, and he doesn't seem very scary, or maybe she's leading on a little more than what's going on, right? And he kind of yells at her for being with a guy, and then kind of grabs her arm, and Ron pulls a gun on him, and then that's kind of that. I can't remember. I think it's before this, right? That she shows Ron that she has a gun.
Yeah, I don't remember if that's before or after that confrontation. I want to say it was before, but I can't remember. I can't
Right,
recall.
and he's like, "What is that?" A gun. He's like, "What the?" And
Cool.
he's trying to stay in character as Ron, but now he's getting a little freaked out. It's like, "Oh
Yeah.
shit!" She's like, "Can you shoot?" Show me how to use it, and I think he does.
Yeah.
Right? They go to the shooting range or something. And so he's even telling her, like, as Ron, trying to keep his cool, it's like, would you even know where to shoot someone? And I think she points at his head or something. He's like,
Yeah.
no. The head, neck, that's way too messy. Blood has nowhere to go but out. Right here. Right in the heart.
Right in the heart.
One bullet. Only about a drop of blood comes out. And so then the husband tries to hire Ron, and I think, is it Jasper has seen them now hanging out?
He knows about Ron and Madison, but he doesn't know about the confrontation with the husband at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
But he knows something's going on there, and he's like, right, what are you doing? And now the husband wants to hire him, and the husband knows him, has seen him before, so he has to go in there and like sit back to back with him. Don't turn around.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason he doesn't want to get the husband in trouble either, because he kind of blows that investigation by being like, yeah, I'll even get the boyfriend for you. And then like the husband sees that it's him, and he's like, oh, what the hell? Forget it. I'll do it myself. So I don't know why he wouldn't want to like pursue that and have him arrested. Because then
Yeah,
he
it's
gets
unclear. He
creeped
doesn't
in,
really say, like,
right?
is the idea that if he gets caught, his cover's kind of blown with Madison? Is that his? I'm assuming that's his thinking. I'm not really sure. Because at this point, his cover's still not blown by anybody. Even Jasper, he's still kind of keeping that at bay. So I think that if the husband gets caught, it's all going to come unraveling, I guess. I don't know. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah, and yeah, so that goes on, and then shortly after that, he's actually scared now. He's like, "Oh fuck." He said he's gonna kill her. He's gonna do it himself. So he goes there and tells her about it, and she's like, "So what? It's fine. I have a gun, and you're a professional. I'll just kill him first, and you could show me how." And he's like, "No, I can't. I know nothing about that." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I have never killed anyone ever." And then he kind of goes off and what's his real name? Was
Gary.
it Gary? Yeah. My name is Gary. Your name is
Yeah,
fucking Gary?
that scene was so fucking good. Like when he finally breaks character, it is so good. It is so good. We were laughing. We were watching it last night. Oh,
Fucking
dang
Gary?
it.
I don't even know your
Darn
name.
it.
Yeah, and so he's like, "No, yeah, you need to get out of here. You need to run or something." And then shortly after that, he's called into the police station. He's like, "We got a problem. And then, you know that guy you met up with to hire, and you know the wife, and yeah, he's dead. He was found shot in the heart." And he's like, "Oh, the heart, huh? Shit, drug deal gone bad." And yeah, so he gets to go confront her, and she denies it at first, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think we got the events a little mixed. So I think when the after the husband situation, he goes back and kind of warns her, and then he leaves her alone, and then he gets called in, and then they tell him about the murder, and then he goes back to her, and she denies it with him until she find like they're embracing or whatever, and then she looks up and she's like, "I did it," and that's when he breaks character and freaks the fuck out, and then he leaves, and then eventually they bring him back to the station. They're like, "Hey, we actually think it's the wife," and then Jasper kind of pulls some strings to make sure that to make sure that Gary goes back to get like a confession, because he knows that they're in cahoots, maybe. Yeah, then he goes back as
Yeah, then
well.
there's a really good scene of him having the messages typed out on his
Oh man,
phone.
so good. That's one of my favorite scenes of the movie. So good.
Yeah, didn't deny everything. "Listen, I'm here to take care of this problem." And deny, deny, deny. Yeah, that was a really good one. And then here, big finish, throw me out and be very angry, saying never want to see me again. He's like, "Yeah, I tried." And then they're like, "Yeah, you did really good. She didn't budge at all. I think she's either the best liar ever or she's telling the truth." Yeah, I believe her. And so they get through that, but then Gary goes back to her house and Jasper's sitting there. "Hey, we knew you'd come by. You want a beer?" And it's like, "Here's the deal. That was some great acting, and I think you guys are going to get away scot-free. But the only issue is now me. And I'm not an issue at all because you guys are going to pay me." And I know this is the part where you say, "Well, with what money?" "With the dead husband's insurance money, that's how." And then he starts like, I think he's having a heart attack.
That's what I
I'm
thought
like,
too.
"Oh,
Yeah. He's like
he's just
grabbing
going
his
to have
hand
a
over
heart, he's like just going to have a heart attack right here."
there.
Yeah, and he falls down. And then I think Gary's like, "What the fuck just happened?" And she's like, "I put drugs in his beer. I think I might have put too much. Oh God, I'm never gonna get away with drugging a police officer." And then he goes and gets a plastic bag out of the cabinet, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Committing." And he just puts it over his head and ties it. I don't know that's gonna kill him. Well, obviously it's gonna kill him, but I would think you'd want him to just die of the drugs, because now it's going to be asphyxiation, Oh, okay. Yeah, because they were going to set it up. He's going to put him in a car and it's going to look like a suicide, but who it's a really weird way to commit suicide, tying a bag over your head. But that's the plan. And so yeah, that's the pretty much the end of the movie, right? Is them putting together that plan. So after all this, he does become a killer.
And so does she.
And
Like
does
her, him being a killer and acting like a killer has also made her a killer, and then that leads to him killing somebody. Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, then now they're gonna be together. And I think that's about it. I mean, there is some kind of a cool scene at the where he's back at college and he's talking to the kids now that he is a killer or in that world, and he dresses like Ron now, and people are, "Oh, you're looking good, Gary." And then they're like, I think the student is like, "Since when was our professor hot?" It's like, yeah. So after all this pretending, he ends up being a killer and getting with this killer. And that's it. I don't know. I liked it. I was pretty engaged the whole movie, even though it's kind of a, it's not a whole lot going on. It's kind of, but somehow it's really engaging, and you want to see how this is going to go, what choices he's going to make, is he going to get caught? And it really kept me going the whole runtime, and it's 1 hour 50, I think.
I think so.
So, yeah, I was not going into this. Like, I read the synopsis. I was like, oh, it was a romantic comedy where a hitman falls in love with a girl he's supposed to kill, is kind of what I thought it was going to be. So I was like, okay, romantic, here we go, romantic comedy. But yeah, it was engaging and it was pretty dark and
It's never too
pretty fun.
cheesy for a romantic comedy. It feels,
Yeah.
like some of these movies can be like really cheesy and like kind of eye rolly. This movie never really goes there. It's pretty,
It does
plays it
feel
pretty safe.
like a hitman movie, right? Yeah, so it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. Had me the whole time. And like I said, I don't know how this would do as a theater movie, but as a Netflix movie, to bring people in and is the number one searched online movie right now, it's pretty good. Why wouldn't you pop this on and enjoy this if you have Netflix?
It's fun, man. It was like it's a fr refreshing to see movies like this to kind of just take a step back from the spectacle of big budget Hollywood stuff and just get like a small kind of romantic comedy that's entertaining and
Yeah.
lighthearted. Also kind of dark. Like when they kill the guy with the bag, they're having like this romantic conversation, but you hear
Yeah.
the sound effects of the bag and him
Yeah.
breathing. I was like, this is fucking dark. There's a lot of like fun moments and like Glenn, you get to see Glenn Powell, be extremely charismatic. He does a really good job at like all these different roles because, like you said, there's a montage of all these different characters, and I think he plays them all like perfectly. He's really good, man. I can't.
Yeah. That was good with all the fake tattoos, and he's like, I have to come up with who they think a killer is. Like the one where he's got like the fucking the bob and shit. It's all weird. Yeah, really good. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. 7-2. I thought it was really fun. Surprised me a lot. I think it's a pretty good movie. Go check it out. What'd you think?
I totally agree. I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. And I don't know. I was already a sucker for this before I even knew what it was because I love Richard Linklater. Like we were talking off camera before we started recording his filmography, and a lot of those movies I really like. So I figured I would enjoy this, and I did. Like I said, Glenn Powell, amazing. This guy's already a fucking movie star in the making. You can see it. I
Yeah,
think
he's got
even just like,
twisters coming up
yeah, he's
too.
got twisted. I almost kind of wish the releases were kind of reversed because I don't think this is like it is a movie that where he gets to shine, but I don't because the fact that it's on Netflix, I don't. I mean, this movie's gonna be buried. It's popular now this weekend, but it'll be buried in the algorithm by next weekend, unfortunately. So I kind of wish that like Twisters came out first because a lot of people are gonna go see that, and then you got this on the back end versus this and going into Twisters because I don't know how good this is gonna do. It's doing like you said, it's good this weekend, but by next weekend
Yep.
it will just be buried. But yeah, he's got Twisters coming up. Can't wait for that. Big Twister fan. I even just like all the side characters in this movie. It's not even just him playing all these roles and he's great, but all the people he's talking to are
Oh,
all
yeah.
natural and interesting characters and funny.
The black cop lady, what is she from?
She's from Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, that's
Yeah,
what it
yeah.
is. Okay. I was like, I know her from somewhere.
And yeah, and this movie is also kind of philosophical, I guess you'd call it. There's a lot of scenes in this movie, like the downtime scenes where like the movie's trying to pose this question to us about whether or not a person can change their personality and what that would take, and is that even possible? Like, there's a lot of scenes like that. And there's even like scenes where this sets up the end of the movie, which is like, is it okay in society to kill someone who's fucking it up for everybody, like a bad person? Is that okay to kill? So he like
Yeah.
takes this thought-provoking thing with the students, and they all are like, yeah, we kill him, we oust him. And then that kind of plays into the end when he's like, oh, Jasper was a shitty cop, he was crooked, no one likes him. So I don't know, there's a lot of setup and payoffs in this movie that I appreciate. It's a lot more thought-provoking than I thought it would be, for this type of movie. But yeah, I don't know. I really liked it. I'm a little higher than you are. Yeah, it was so fun. What a refreshing movie to see this summer. But I was just coming with 8.5. It's really, really good.
Oh,
Uh,
wow.
everyone, everyone should check this one out. It's like you said, it's very entertaining. It's 2 hours long, but it holds your attention. A lot of good moments of just tension. There's no action, but action is kind of replaced with tension. Like there's that scene we already talked about with the phone, which is probably the best scene in the movie, but it's like
Yeah.
before that scene happens, you're like, oh God, it's all unraveling. How the fuck is he gonna get out of this? There's a lot of moments like that in the movie that I think are great. So anyways, 8.5 for me. I love the hell out of this.
Yeah, 8.5, 7.2. It's really good. Check it out. Check it out before it's buried in the algorithm, Brian says. Okay? Right now it's at the top, baby. Yeah, go check it out. 7.2, 8.5. Hitman. Very fun surprise. So, Netflix original movies are, they're always usually worth a watch. I don't remember one that's ever been like incredibly bad. Maybe there's some that are not as good,
I
but
think Rebel Moon is probably, that one's
oh,
pretty
yeah,
rough.
that's an
Yeah.
exclusive. I forgot. Yeah,
But there's some
that one's
good ones.
pretty
There's
hot.
some, the, what's the one that we reviewed? God, what the fuck? Oh, the They Cloned Tyrone. That movie
Oh
was
yeah,
fucking awesome. That
awesome.
was a good movie.
I really like that Will Smith freaking weird ogre buddy cop movie.
Oh,
Like,
I
who
haven't
the
seen
fuck?
that. The Bright, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's fucking good. Who came up with this idea? It's fucking, yeah,
Yeah.
he's a buddy cop with an ogre. But we're gonna take it very seriously. Like, what? Okay. Only on Netflix. Yeah, so thanks for coming by. Please like and subscribe. We appreciate it here on YouTube, and then we're also on Apple Music and Spotify. Appreciate having you, and until the next vase, we're gonna tell you. Peace.
Peace.